From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this local news update. Voters will decide whether to keep two Alaska Supreme Court justices on Election Day. Alaska Family Action, which describes itself as focused on advancing biblical principles, opposes retaining the judges. Alaska Family Action President Jim Minnery says people should vote against retaining Justices Joel Bulger and Peter Mawson based on a decision they were part of in July. That ruling invalidated a law requiring doctors, with some exceptions, to notify parents of minor children who plan to get abortions. But advocates for keeping the judges say the group's opposition could harm the state's tradition of choosing and keeping judges based on merit. The waning days of Alaska's U.S. Senate race have been marked by fighting between the state Republican Party and Libertarian candidate Joe Miller. Miller was the GOP Senate nominee in 2010, having upset incumbent Lisa Murkowski in the primary. Murkowski won the general election as a write-in candidate. Miller is running this year as a Libertarian and has been a focus of critical mailers from the state GOP in support of Murkowski, seen by some observers as the odds-on favorite. State GOP Chairman Tuckerman Babcock says he wants to discourage people from running as third-party candidates and splitting the potential Republican vote. Babcock recently filed an election complaint against Miller over campaign disclosures, while Miller's camp raised questions about money transfers from Murkowski's campaign to the state GOP. A Miller spokesman called the complaint a desperation move. An attorney for Murkowski's campaign said the contributions were legal. A 34-year-old in Anchorage resident has been charged with two counts of attempted murder of two men found injured at Hatcher Pass. Matthew Sherber was charged with kidnapping, felony assault, and car theft. Sharber was arrested Monday. A witness October 27th found the two men in their early 20s injured and abandoned at Hatcher Pass near Archangel Trail. A Kenai Peninsula teenager is dead after a crash near Kasilof. Alaska State Troopers say 17-year-old Micah Slater of Sterling died in the crash Wednesday night near Mile 1, Kalifornsky Beach Road. Slater was a passenger in a pickup that left the road and crashed in a ditch. A rural man who shot and killed two Alaska State Troopers has been sentenced to 203 years in prison. Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that 22-year-old Nathaniel Kangas was sentenced Wednesday without the possibility of parole. And a Sitka couple is asking the community's help in locating their Malacan cockatoo. Sitka Sentinel reports that Burgess Bowder and his wife, Victoria Vosberg, are both veterinarians, and they're offering an $800 reward to anyone who finds the pale pink bird named Keta. Looking at weather today, widespread rain showers, highs in the mid-40s, east winds to 25 miles per hour with gusts around 40. Tonight, widespread rain showers, lows around 40, east winds to 20 miles per hour. Friday, rain, highs in the mid-40s, east winds to 15 miles per hour. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau. You can find more stories online at ktoo.org.